Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, except for, for Phoebe. Doing great.
Tell us a little bit about Phoebe. What's going on?
Oh, man, we just seem like a great fit. We're both really active. We both like to go out. It was really, really explosive.
Wow.
First of all, where did the two of you meet, Patrick?
We met at a lounge. We hung out for, I'd say, probably like an hour or so, hour 15, hour 20.
And you obviously, in order to message us, you felt something there. So tell us about that conversation.
She looked amazing. She seemed like, from what I could tell, she was really impressed by me.
Anything particular?
We both like hiking. We're both hardworking people at our day jobs, and we're both go-getters, and the chemistry was definitely banging.
Can you think of anything, Patrick, that may have been awkward, a deal breaker, maybe not a red flag but a yellow flag, anything at all you can think of from that conversation?
No, not at all. No, nothing I can think of. A couple of my friends even came by and met us later. But I told her that they'd be dropping by. She was totally cool with it. So it was just like really chill. I liked it.
All right. That might be.
So friends came by?
Was that awkward?
No, man. No, not. I'm like really social. I do it all the time. Okay. It's never been a problem.
But it's been a bit since that first date, and there's been no word back from Phoebe. So let's find out where her interest level's at.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Phoebe?
This is Phoebe.
Hi. Good morning, Phoebe. Please don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a minute to talk to us this morning about...
Wait a minute. Who are you again? What have you
okay,
called?
Yeah, okay.
That's like a name? Thunder. Yeah.
It's the radio station.
Yeah.
Thunder and PT.
I get it.
It's okay. The morning show. Yeah. The Wolf is the radio station. We do the morning show.
Yeah.
Radio. Okay.
Okay. Hi.
All right. Hi. So we are calling you because we had a gentleman reach out to us named Patrick, and we do a segment called Second Date Update. And he, and this is about people who've not heard back from someone they've gone out on a date with, and we try to kind of figure out the reason why, discover the reason why that is, that Patrick hasn't heard back from you?
Oh, wow. He really just won't give up, Willie.
So I just know it's been a couple weeks since this date, and so he messaged us. So he's obviously tried to contact you.
Yeah, I kind of met him in a random way. Like, I had a date lined up at a bar a couple weeks ago, and I got stood up.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, never fun. So the place was, like, cool looking, and I was like, well, I should at least get some selfies and like get something out of this wasted moment. And Patrick like saw me taking selfies and offered to take some pictures for me, which is nice of him. And we started chatting and hung out for a while.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you guys didn't know each other when you met there?
No, he approached me. Okay. And he seemed nice and he's really cute. So okay. It was a good ego boost after the guy never showed up. Like, who wouldn't want
gotcha.
A little attention, right?
Yeah. Okay, so but then, and we had a feeling there was a but, so can you tell us what happened?
Yeah. So there is a rather big but. He was lavishing on attention on me, mm-hmm. and then another couple of his friends came, a guy came, and then a little later a girl, And I just assumed they were a couple. She was beautiful. The guy, they just seemed like they were a match somehow. And I found out later, like later, that she was actually Patrick's date.
Oh, God. Well, okay, oh, that, we had okay. no idea. Yeah. That is super, super
right.
awkward.
She came and she was mostly hanging out with the guy friend, which is partly why I figured they were a couple. And he was chatting with her sometimes, but mostly he left her alone with the friend to chat me up. And then I
told
went to the ladies'
you
room.
I was over,
he followed
over
me in and told me that she was on a date with him.
Okay, one at a okay, one. All right. So yeah. Patrick has been listening in. I'm sorry. We forgot to tell you that up front.
But hang tight.
Forgot. But Patrick, okay, what
Patrick,
were you?
You horrified me because I didn't know you were on a date with another girl until she came up in the restroom and was asking me if she should just leave, and she was really upset because she said she was supposed to be on a date with you, and she's beautiful, and she was so nice, and I freaked out, and I, like, said a hasty goodbye, and I probably should have told her what was going on because I didn't know, and
yeah,
I felt like a bad person.
You left without saying goodbye. Why would you do that?
I did
like
say goodbye.
Shouldn't.
It was a quick
like,
one.
Everything was so amazing between us. Like, I, listen,
no,
I really think
no.
you should give us another chance.
No, no, that no, that's just gross. That's just wrong. She was so, she's a beautiful girl. You had a date with her, and you like ditched
and
her.
You should definitely go out soon.
Oh, why are you sounding so creepy right now?
Creepy? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to come across creepy. I just thought like.
I mean, what
you're
did you end
amazing.
Up telling her?
I thanked her for coming out, but I told her I met someone really special and that I would be wasting her time.
No.
So, being honest
Patrick, oh, the yes. other date that you had, was that a first date, obviously, or had you been dating this other gal for a while?
No, it was a first date.
So you went on a first date, kind of a group date, met Phoebe randomly because you took a picture of her or something like that, and then just basically ditched your other date?
Guys, if you met Phoebe, you would understand. Like,
no, that's not the point. That's not the
amazing gal.
His date was so wonderful. It makes me want to cry just talking about this. I feel like I did something wrong, and even though I had no idea.
I want you to know you did nothing wrong. Like,
well, yeah, she knows that.
Even you saying that feels gross.
Yeah, that she knows she didn't do anything wrong. She was there. Somebody else didn't show up for the date. But Patrick, this other woman who shows up thought she was the one on the first date with you.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Absolutely. We were there. We were supposed to meet. I did not know Phoebe was going to be there.
No, I understand. I get that. I get that. But you blew off this other woman, and that just shows such a lack of respect, Phoebe. Is that kind of what we're getting at here?
I mean, I have to tell you, look, I'm a girl, so I know maybe my opinion doesn't count, but she's like a beautiful girl. She was so sweet. I was completely horrified when I found out what was, like, what her night, I mean, my night getting stood up by a guy, that's bad.
And did she
but
know?
Having a date with a guy who's on, seemingly on a date with another girl at the same time, like, that's even worse. I feel so bad for her, and I didn't tell her what had happened, and I feel bad
okay.
about that.
Oh, wow.
And
that was
I
my
just,
question.
Okay. I just left. Yeah. I freaked out and left. And
right,
like,
good for you. So, here's what we're getting at, Phoebe. Is it a note? Is it a no to see Patrick again for a second? Okay,
you're
sorry.
Asking me.
Yeah, all right. I guess
I know. You know.
We have
no,
this kind of part
Patrick,
of
the. Don't be like that.
All right, guys. Yeah. Patrick, it's a no. You know what that means. A part of the agreement is you won't contact Phoebe again, please. You might want to block that number, Phoebe.
I promise I won't.
All right, okay,
Phoebe,
guys.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
I didn't mean
didn't
to
work
feel
out.
So disrespected.
Okay. Didn't work out. Phoebe, thank you. Patrick,
guys, thank you for being like on my side and understanding.
Course. We're trying.
There's no other side to be on.
Patrick,
here.
What was the other gal's name? Want us to give her a call?
Probably you should.
I don't think they're going to do that. Patrick, you're on your own. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.